and Tiki here on The Fan. Now, right before we went to commercial break, we gave you that opportunity to win New York Yankees World Series tickets. And Tiki and I were very jealous people. We wanted to be Santa Claus, too. So, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to inform Sam. Hi, Sam. Sam, how are you, sir?
Oh, my gosh. Hello?
Sam, we have got news for you. You're going to the World Series!
No way! Oh, my gosh. I'm shaking right now. I was on the highway. Just put it on. I put it in my phone, and I called it right away. I called it probably 7-8 times. I'm freaking out right now.
Sam, a couple of questions. First of all, congratulations. Don't curse, because, of course, you're on the radio. Number one, and I think this is the most important question. Who are you going to take with you to Game 3 of the World Series?
I already had it all set up. I've been on the radio all day. I'm taking my best friend, Jake, and we've been to like 4 games all year. And, oh, my gosh, we've been fans our whole lives. It's just big time. We're both pretty young, fresh out of college, so we couldn't afford these.
Man.
So now, now we're going. Yep.
This is good.
Oh, that is amazing. I'm nice. Happy for you,
yeah,
man.
We are very happy for you.
So you got to call Jake now, right?
I'm calling right away. I told him to put to call the damn number. Sorry, and I got it. I'm just so flustered right now. I don't know what to say. I'm pumped, guys.
Well, Sam, congratulations. Oh, have a damn good time. If you want to call in Monday to give us like an update as you're walking in a Yankee Stadium, we'd be more than happy to take your call. We're gonna put you on hold, give you all the information, and you're going to the World Series, baby.
Let's go Yankees, baby. Yes.
Yes. Yes. All right. There he is, Sam. That worked out very well. I feel very good.
Right. That's because he's young. Couldn't afford it. That's awesome.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I'm rich. I was going to buy them on the SeatGeek anyway.
Yeah, so I had an algorithm running the phone number every 32 seconds because that's the timing that it takes to get calls through and for it to answer. And, yes, I gamed the system and I won them. I know I'm not allowed to resell them, but I'm going to resell them on a secret secondary market that you guys don't know about.
Say that.
And I'm going to make another extra $5,000.
Yeah, that would have been the ultimate buzzkill.
By the way, my name is Mortimer.
Well, I'm happy for that guy. That's a guy who's excited, and he's going to get to go to a World Series game. So congratulations. And next week, you may want to keep listening, because maybe there'll be more opportunities to go to said World Series to see your New York Yankees take on the Los Angeles Dodgers. Earlier, Tiki was asking the question, a good one, about Nestor Cortes, because Nestor Cortes has been activated. He's going to be on the World Series roster. Mm-hmm. He has not pitched in a month, and Nestor has said that he's likely going to be used in situations to get left-handers out.
Yes.
And he could see pitching an inning, maybe two. So that's the Nestor Cortes answer on what he expects his role to be. The left-handed lane, potentially getting a guy like Shohei Ohtani out,
okay.
Potentially going after a guy like Max Muncy.
Wouldn't that be his dream? Put me in, coach. I got him. Got Shohei? I got him, coach.
I got him.
Watch how I stutter step his ass.
he'll try.
Watch how I drop down low and throw this sidearm pitch.
Oh, you're damn right. In honor of the great Louis Tion. He'll Louis Tion his ass all over the place.
Whatever it takes, Nestor. I
think for Nestor, and he's always been honest about this, his dream was to start.
Mm-hmm.
His dream was, give me the ball for Game 3 of the World Series. Give me the ball for Game 4 of the World Series. And you saw that when he pitched angrily in Chicago a little over a month ago when he came out of the bullpen. And what I appreciated about Nestor is he was honest about it. Like, yeah, I want to start. I mean, you're damn right I want to start. But he also knows he wants to win.
Yeah.
And right now, this is his avenue to helping the Yankees win. He also made that comment recently of, if I have to lose a season due to injury, I'll do it if it means helping my team win a championship. And Nestor Cortes lengthens the Yankee bullpen. He gives him another left-handed option along with, you know, Tim Mesa and Tim Hill. And he gives them a better chance at winning. You know, we'll see if he can perform. There's always a question about what you're going to get from a guy when he hasn't pitched in a month, but throw him out there and you never know.
He also, I mean, I don't know why in my mind I felt like he missed time or didn't get starts. He started 30 games this year.
Yeah, he was healthy for a while till the end.
Yeah, until the end. And so we talk about being lengthened. Of course he's not lengthened recently, but it's not like he's coming off the injured list and, you know, he was out for a month and a half. Right? It's just... It just feels like Nestor has that that lovability about him where we want him to be successful, even if we don't really have faith that he's going to be successful.
Well, and also keep this in mind. He made 31 starts, and that is true. That's like a full season.
Yeah.
But his season ended on September 18th, which is only 2 weeks before the regular season ended.
Yeah.
But the Yankees have been in the playoffs, so it's 2 weeks plus the month,
it's
basically,
month. Yeah.
That they've been playing. So that's why, yeah, he pitched a full season, but he hasn't pitched in over a month. And so what you could expect from him in terms of length is probably not much.
No.
But I don't think that's what they need right now. It's really giving you just another look out of that bullpen.
We have Yankee roster news. Okay, we announced the roster earlier on the show. You can go check out on the Odyssey Rewind app. The Yankees added Nestor Cortes, and they kept Trent Grisham. John Birdie is off the roster. We now know why that decision was made.
Is John Birdie hurt?
John Birdie, this according to Brian Hoke, was taken off the World Series roster because of a right hip flexor, Aaron Boone said. He sustained it running the bases in ALCS Game 4.
There you go.
Makes sense. Birdie's hurt, so it's not no harm, no foul.
Makes sense. Because I think that the Birdie takeoff, considering he was playing during the previous two rounds, did not make a lot of sense. So he's hurt, unfortunately, for him. I was also reading something interesting about, you know, a key injury the Dodgers have. And a guy by the name of Evan Phillips, who Met fans are familiar with, they saw him in the NLCS, is one of the Dodgers' best relievers. And apparently, one of the reasons why he didn't make the roster is that he is already dealing with a pre-existing injury. And when you're dealing with a pre-existing injury, if that injury just doesn't get better,
right,
you can't be taken off the roster. You're only able to be taken off roster if it's a new injury. And so I think the Dodgers thought to themselves, and it makes a lot of sense, if we can't guarantee he's going to be ready, and we can't guarantee that this isn't going to get better, we can't risk it because we can't get him off the roster. Unless we, it's a phrase now, unless they Billy Epler the situation by just making up a brand new injury.
Yeah, oh, it's my shoulder now.
Right. To get him off the roster. I think that's the only way they could do it. Anyhow, we do make NFL picks right around this time, and we will today, because that is our damn obligation to you, to realize how bad we are at picking football games. Or, in some case, how right we are. Our football picks are brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the NFL and the New York Giants. Bud Light, easy to Sunday, easy to enjoy. By Elec A25, building our future. And by Samuel Institute for Pain Management, visit samuelpain.com. So yesterday, we all made one pick for the Thursday night game. Tiki was pretty mad at us for all picking the Rams. We all won. Tiki all lost. So here's your updated standings. I'm in first place, 22-17. Another good year. What am I doing? Like, what have I made some kind of deal with the gambling devil? Tommy Lugauer right on my heels, mostly because he steals my picks, 21-18. Then you've got Sean Morash at 14-25 and Tiki Barber at 13-26. We all have to pick the Jet-Patriot game, and then two other games of our choosing. We'll obviously pick the Giant game on Monday. Since Sean Morash is the hottest man in the land right now, Sean, why don't you kick off our NFL pick proceedings?
I'd love to, Ev. Game number one is an easy one for me. The return of Hawk Tua in Miami as Tua comes back, and the Dolphins feel like a playable gambling option again. They're laying 4.5 versus the Cardinals, who had a big win on Monday night. But it is a short week, and I just think Miami's going to feel rejuvenated, if only for just 1 week. Tyreek gets in the end zone. We're only laying 4.5 here. Give me the Dolphins and that Miami Sun Sunday at 1 o'clock, laying 4.5, pick number one. Pick number two, I'm going to Jacksonville. The Jaguars, after basically spending a month in London, whooped up on the Patriots and felt good about themselves. Doug Peterson doesn't get fired. But in come the Green Bay Packers, who have been pretty steady all season long. And one thing about that Packers secondary led by Xavier McKinney, they love picking off quarterbacks. I think Trevor Lawrence is going to have a tough time on Sunday. And the Packers are just laying 3.5 here on the road. I think Green Bay throttles Jacksonville in this spot. Give me the Packers laying 3.5, pick number two. And pick number three. We go to New England. A rivalry like no other. Patriots and Jets. Jets and Patriots. I really want to laugh the Jets out of the building here. They've screwed my 16-1 thing. One problem. The Patriots stink. I will lay the touchdown with the Jets very uncomfortably on Sunday. 7 points. I'll hold my nose as I do it, but give me the Jets laying 7.
Tommy Lugauer.
All right, game number one for me is going to be the Buffalo Bills laying 3 on the road in Seattle. We just got news a few hours ago that DK Metcalf is out for this game. The Bills are, much like the Ravens, a bully team. They are a team in the regular season that like to smash teams, and then when they get to January, they fall short to Patrick Mahomes. This, to me, is the classic bully spot. The defense will be up for that game against Geno Smith, so I'm going to lay the three for Buffalo there in Seattle, game number one. Game number two, I hate doing this. I hate doing this. As I say it, I hate doing it. I'm going to lay 10.5 with Denver against Carolina. Carolina goes back to Bryce Young, who stinks. Carolina has maybe 45 people injured for this game. They have no players. Their team is horrible. Denver's a lot better than we thought they would be this year. They definitely have a really good defense. Even if they win 13-0, you're going to cover this number. It's a big number. I hate doing that, but there's a reason it's that big. Give me Denver minus 10.5. And I was so excited to see this line because, as you know, this is the first Jet game. This is the first positive Jet game in the positive Tommy Jet era. So I have a little wiggle room here. I'm picking the Jets to win. The Jets will be 1-0 in the positive Tommy era, but they will not cover the number. The Pats will cover.
Wow.
Pats will cover.
What a chicken bleep pick.
I'm paid for wins, not for covering. Give me the Pats to cover, but the Jets to win.
Unbelievable.
Tiki.
I'm going to go against Sean. Give me Arizona. Give him 4.5. I'm going to Jets. They're going to win by more than 7. So give me the Jets, land 7. And then the Eagles get Cincinnati Bengals on the road. They're a dog. I like the Eagles plus 2.5.
All right. Here's where I'm starting. I'm starting with the team America loves to hate, the Dallas Cowboys. This is going to be the Dallas Cowboys' last stand because I don't think it's actually going to continue to get pathetic. I think the Cowboys are about to have their signature victory against a Niner team that, let's face it, is beat up big time. They're dealing with major, major injuries all over the place. The quarterback looks unimpressive. I think this is the Cowboys' national TV last stand. And I'm getting 3.5. So in game number one, give me the Dallas Cowboys getting 3.5 against the San Francisco 49ers.
Great pick. You are aware Micah Parsons has been ruled out again.
Yeah, I'm totally aware.
Okay.
Are you trying to sway me or something like that?
I don't want you feeling cheated. That's all.
I mean, do you know how many guys are out for the San Francisco 49ers?
Look, and you've been paying attention to a lot of baseball. I'm just keeping you up to date.
I'm well aware about Micah's injuries. Still not concerned. This is the absolute, like, signature Cowboys moment. And I know it bothers you. Because as bad as the Giants are, you like to see your other division rivals struggle. It's not going to happen on Sunday night. Dallas, game number one, getting the 3.5. Game number two, I'm going to go head-to-head with somebody who I work with. Who should I go head-to-head with? Sean Morash. The Jacksonville Jaguars are turning their season around. It began in London. It began in a weird place. It began against a crappy team. The renaissance is on. Give me the Jaguars getting 3.5. Against the very overrated Green Bay Packers. Plus, one other factor about the Green Bay Packers, who do they now employ?
Robert Saleh.
Amen. I win. And game number three, the New York Jets against the New England Patriots with the Jets laying 7. I may be wearing green today. I may be optimistic that maybe this season won't become the complete bleep hole that it's on the way to becoming. They're not clearing 7. Are we crazy? I mean, come on. Tiki asked me before when I said, the Jets need to blow out the Patriots. I said that. I believe that. And Tiki looks at me and says, do you think they will? I said, no. You'd have to be a fool to think that. So what I envision on Sunday is they're going to survive. It's going to be ugly. I'm not going to feel good about myself. Sean will mock me on Monday when I say something positive about winning. Tommy's going to beat his chest and take full responsibility for it, which is fine with me. But I think Jet fans, we're in to buckle up. Like, this is not going to be easy. I think the Patriots are actually going to come out and play one of their best games of the year because I think they are inspired. They got called out by their coach. They were called soft. So I think we'll win. I'm with Loogie on that. But there's no way I'm laying 7 points. Give me the New England Patriots getting the 7 against the Jets. So I'm taking 3 underdogs. Jacksonville getting 3.5. Dallas getting 3.5. The Patriots getting 7. For those on the TV side, stay tuned for Baseball Not in New York, presented by Tri-State Cadillac. That's coming up next on SNY. So those are our picks for Week 8.